Hi, welcome back, and it's Deanne live on RBN Radio. Today, we're going to talk to our guest. We're going to have an interesting show. It's a very important show, I would feel. The first hour, we're going to be speaking to a gentleman, a scientist who has a lot of information, valuable information we need to know about what is going on with what they're doing and how radiation is being used. And other things we need to know about radiation as far as our safety, our health, and what is going on throughout the world. Our second half hour is going to be a wonderful woman that I've had brought here before. She is going to be talking about the issue of immigration. This thing that's going to happen and occur on May 1st, we're going to have people all over the United States marching on the cities in regards to immigration law and other things. People of all ethnicities are going to come together on May 1st in regards to this matter, and we're going to talk more with our guests when we return. There's another thing I wanted to mention, too, that for you, the listener, I'm putting together a whistleblowing or show here in Illinois, and I'm seeking people out that want to, you know, basically want to get involved with this event. There's so much going on out here in the Illinois area. We have the issue of the elderly being abused, corruption. We have people all over that have contacted me that are whistleblowers that have had no rights, no jurisdiction in the court systems. The courts are being totally corrupted. So what we're going to do is just put together a program where we can basically talk about what was the things that caused this and conclude with a solution. So it's going to be a big event in Chicago. I'm organizing it, and I'm looking for you, the listeners, to get involved. So if you can, call me on this one at 847-594-1620, 847-594-1620. You can write me also an email at danne.burley@gmail.com, danne.burley@gmail.com. So we're going to say to you, we need you. We need you to, you know, participate. We need to kind of clear up the atmosphere of what is actually going on here in the United States and how everything is globally tied together, going on to from Ruby Ridge, Oklahoma City, the situation, the World Trade Center, and events that, you know, are leading up to Iran, us going into Iran. Now, I'm going to introduce one of my guests after we go to break. I want to also give you my my email, which is, again, danne.burley@gmail.com. You can go to my website, which is danneseguset.co.nr to read more about what we're doing here. So we're at the break. We'll be right back with our show and our guests on RBN Live.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Well, we're back, and this is Late Night with Deanne on RBN Radio. I am so pleased and honored to have Dr. Ernest Sternglass on my program. Wonderful man, scientist dedicated to getting the truth out in regards to the issue of radiation. We don't understand the effects of radiation and how dangerous this is to our health and our safety. The situation of radiation and cancer, the connection of what it does to deformity of our children, the amounts of radiation that is surfacing all over the planet from all these different bombings and things that we have going on, and also leads into situation dealing with even our food and farm products such as milk being contaminated. We're going to talk to Ernest here on our show. He has a website, by the way. It's on radiation.org. You also, on the website is this book, Secret Fallout, Low-Level Radiation from Hiroshima to 3 Mile Island. I'd like to welcome you, Dr. Sternglass. Are you here?
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that you are. And anyway, tell the listeners about your background, how you, got into the field of being a scientist and getting involved with radioactive material.
Well, my background goes back to my childhood because my parents discussed the misuse of X-rays over the dinner table. They were both doctors, and my father complained that he had to treat people who had been treated for acne with X-rays, and he found that this was led to skin cancer. And so from early life, I was interested in X-rays and radiation, and so later on, that it just evolved as I grew up and became interested in trying to reduce X-ray dose and in diagnostic radiology.
Well, now, what is the problem with the amounts of X-rays? I want to go to this area. When you go to the doctor these days and you go into the hospital emergency room, most times they order an X-ray. You know, if there's a fraction or if there's something wrong with your stomach or whatever, how much of X-rays can the human body consume? If, when they, you know, whereas what level causes a threat to us? What level is dangerous to us?
Fortunately, ordinary diagnostic X-rays are not very dangerous. It takes a lot of X-rays to double the risk of cancer. For instance, in an adult, it may take the equivalent of, typically one X-ray gives you maybe a quarter of a rad, and it may take 50 rads or 80 rads to double the risk of for X-rays to double your risk of cancer. But what I'm really worried about, and that's really what I've been working on for so many years now, is that the radiation from nuclear reactors, which was considered very small and harmless, turns out to be hundreds and to thousands of times more damaging than we had expected, and much more so than for external X-rays.
Now the issue I'm concerned about, too, is the amount of radioactive material that's kind of feeding into the ground and the effect it has on food, you know, our livestock, our grain. What is it, what happens when we consume material that has high concentration of radiation?
Well, that's really the big problem. We discovered this during the time of nuclear bomb testing, when, this bomb testing began in 1946, and it moved to Nevada in 1951, and there were more than 100 atmospheric tests in Nevada, and they covered the whole nation, and they contaminated the grass, and the cows would eat the grass, and the cows concentrated some of these radioactive fission products which were produced in the bomb. And that is very serious because it turns out that very small amounts of strontium-90 and radioactive iodine-131, which are produced by fission, are very dangerous in terms of producing cancer. And, for instance, in the case of iodine-131, it goes all to much of it goes to the thyroid, and then it leads to thyroid cancer. In the case of strontium-90, it's like calcium and chemical properties and goes to bone, and there it irradiates the bone marrow where the cells of the immune system are created. And so we lower our immune resistance to diseases, infectious diseases and cancer, and that has happened on a large scale in this country and, in fact, in many countries all over the world.
Now the issue of, I want to ask you now, on the situation of radiation, it does basically mutate good cells and can alter cell structure.
Right.
Now, people are consuming this. Now, is there any way of reversing the reaction or increasing some type of nutrients in your body so that you can fight off the situation of your immunity being, at risk?
Well, to some degree, you can help by using antioxidants in the diet. A lot of it occurs in fresh fruit and vegetables, and one can buy some supplements. But the main thing is to try to avoid taking in a lot of radioactivity. And one way is not to drink milk, which is produced, say, within 50 miles of a nuclear reactor. And one should try to find out. And if one can't get it, one can drink soy milk instead, where there is no concentration of strontium-90 or iodine-131, the way it is in the case of milk. So there are many things that you can do to protect yourself.
Now, the milk we're talking about is shipped into stores, and it seems that this highly active radioactive milk seems to be falling on the shelves of where there is a more poorer population or ethnicity of population being black.
That is correct. We discovered this, and this is described in the book by Dr. Jay Gould and Ben Goldman called Deadly Deceit that was published in 1990. And it showed in Chapter 8 that milk, which is produced near nuclear reactors in some states, is sent into areas like the inner cities. Baltimore, New York, and, Washington, D.C., and this was really discovered by our group, and it's really terrible, but that is what the nature of radiation causes people to do, because they're afraid of it, they don't want to hurt their own people, their own families, and so what happened is that there was a government system for milk marketing that was created way back in the 1930s. And it was designed to protect farmers from losing money when their milk didn't taste so good. So it was, guaranteed to be bought at regular price and would be mixed with other milk, so you wouldn't be, would be diluted and you wouldn't notice it. So the farmer is protected. And now, in recent years, it's been used to direct radioactively contaminated milk and mix it with other milk. And, the idea is to dilute it to low levels of radiation dose. And then they often send it into the inner cities. And that leads to the black population and many immigrant populations, Hispanic and Puerto Rican, to often have much higher cancer rates and much higher rates of diabetes than the well-to-do who shop in different areas where the milk is not contaminated.
Now, what is the reaction of the of radioactive material in meat? I gather if it's in the milk of a cow, it would be also found in beef.
Absolutely. In fact, that's one of the things that is really important to try to do, is to eat a diet high in fish, ocean fish especially, not freshwater fish, because the Great Lakes fish, for instance, are very contaminated by all the nuclear reactor releases by all the nuclear plants around the Great Lakes. So the best kind of fish is deep ocean fish like salmon, or herring, or sardines, and other fish. But they have to be ocean fish because, as I said, so many of our rivers and our lakes are contaminated by the permitted releases from nuclear plants.
Now, I remember, I don't know if this is radioactive, but in Wisconsin, there was an issue that the water had been so highly contaminated that most of the people that lived in that area started getting symptoms of some type of very bad bowel disease that caused them to lose their health, and they ended up with stoma and various other situations with cancer. So we're going to talk more about this, and we're going to return on RBN Live, and we're also going to bring Eric Schein on when we come back after break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Well, welcome back, and Deanne on RBN Live. Join me on my website. Go to deanneburley.blogspot.com, or you can call me at 847-594-1620, or you can also write me at deanneburley@gmail.com. I have my guest on, Dr. Steinglass, and I'm going to also bring on my co-host for tonight, who is Eric Shine. He's a wonderful gentleman, has show here, and he's going to help me out here with my guest I'm having. Those listening, please call in at any time at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, with your comments and ideas. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I am, Deanne.
Hey. How's
it going? Hi, Eric. How
are you doing? I'm doing good. That's great. We're here with Dr. Ernest Steinglass, and we're talking about the issue of radiation. Now, before we went to the break, I asked you about the situation with, these things happening in various states where there's dumpage of material into the water from different plants. And this thing happened in, if I remember correctly, in Wisconsin, where a number of people started becoming very ill. Children were being born deformed. And it seems as though that because of deformities, it might be related to radiation. Do you know anything about any radioactive dumping in Wisconsin during the 90s?
Well, it wasn't really just dumping. It was the fact that nuclear reactors in Wisconsin were allowed to emit quite a bit of radioactivity, according to the regulations, into the air that settles on the ground and gets into the groundwater, and also liquid releases into rivers. And that did lead to incidence of many, many diseases, not just cancer. And you're right, it affects children mostly, because children, especially during early development, are much more vulnerable than a healthy adult. So it is true that children are our greatest concern for the future of this country, and we are damaging it by allowing nuclear reactors to keep discharging radioactivity comparable to the kind of radiation that was received from bomb testing.
Now, how about, too, a lot of the hospitals have many nuclear reactors, and a lot of people don't know this. They use nuclear generators to, you know, basically run a number of these hospitals in various areas. The output of that, is there any danger of that in the community?
No, hospitals don't have nuclear reactors, but they do have radioactive substances that they use in various diagnostic studies. They inject radioactive substances in order to outline blood vessels. That's certainly done at the hospital where I've been working, at here at Presby, and at every other hospital in the country.
And how dangerous is that to the consumer or the patient coming into the hospital?
Not too terribly, because the benefit is much greater than the risk. And also, when you are getting an injection of radioactive material to outline vessels or other organs, then this is a very short exposure that lasts only a matter of, very often, only a matter of days, hours. And so the real problem is with the continuous intake of radioactivity from tritium that has recently been widely discharged in Illinois nuclear reactors and has worried people there, and it's a radioactive substance, and it has a long half-life of something like 10 years. And then strontium-90, which has a half-life of 28 years and gets into the bone and stays for quite many years. Biologically, half-life is maybe 5 to 10 years in an adult and 2 or 3 years in children. So we are mainly worried about strontium-90 and iodine-131, which are the famous fission products that we worried about during the time of nuclear bomb testing.
Now, I want to stop you here, and then Eric, do you have any questions you have for my guest?
Oh, many. Actually, throw out a couple things. I'm not sure if he's hello, doctor.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi. Fine.
I'm not sure if you're familiar. I believe the name of the program was called Plowshares for Peace. It was under the Kennedy administration.
I don't remember that.
It was where they wanted to actually use nuclear weapons to build canals.
Oh, plowshare program for building canals and all kinds of things, yes, like a Panama Canal, a new Panama Canal and things like that.
Right.
Yes.
That's how ignorant. And this was actually in the 60s.
Yeah.
And this is how ignorant. I mean, we knew even back when in the 1940s about, you know, the hazardous effects of depleted uranium and other products. I guess the thing that I'd like to focus on is that it's not just the nuclear waste byproducts from what's going on with the depleted uranium, the bad.
Eric, I'm going to have to stop you for a minute. We're going to break, and we'll be back. And you can finish up your question then on RBN Live, Late Night Gian Broly Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Well, we're back, and it's the end, late night on RBN. Please call in at 800-313-9443. You can reach me online by basically emailing me at dn.burley@gmail.com, or you can also call me at 847-594-1620. This is an important, very important show, because we got to look at the fact that people all over the world seem to be getting ill or sick, not knowing what's causing it. And if there's so much radiation here, it's really affecting our immunity system very badly. Now, when we came out of the break, I wanted to finish up with Eric's comment. Eric, do you want to continue with what you were saying?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of broaden the scope. I know Dr. Steinglass has a very specific area of expertise, but I know he's also very well read and you know, sees what else is going on. And I kind of wanted to touch on the issue of certain things like the nuclear industry, and I see it from my own perspective as an officer in the United States Merchant Marine, naval officer, and more, that since there's been a big move or push to privatize, and this, you know, I guess a lot of people are calling it fascism or corporatism now that's going on in the United States, that as things have been thrown off into private hands, this profit-taking mode where they cut corners at any and all cost to take more money and put it in their own pocket, certain things should and must remain as part of the public trust, to where the people are well-provisioned, well-paid for, well-protected, They have democratic institutions for whether it's whistleblowing or complaining or trying to improve the process, and that the money, rather than being taken out in profits, goes back into research and development, because you start to see all the things that are going on, like even General Electric, which is also, you know, it makes manufactures all kinds of components for the nuclear power generating industry. But they've also dumped PCBs in lakes, rivers, and oceans around the United States, if not the globe. But then you also have, like, even now there's they're trying to move to dump VX nerve gas that's been denatured. And even though it's been denatured, the denatured product is still pretty much like Drano. It's still pretty bad. And they want to go ahead and start dumping this in lakes, rivers, and oceans or whatever. What I wanted, if he could kind of touch upon, and I'm not sure if it really fits into his background, but the issue of a public trust, and that certain things like, you know, things that are covered in the nuclear, just the nuclear industry itself, not just in power generation, but even research and development for medicine and everything else, that at some point they have to, because of the not only the materials that are involved and the radioactive isotopes and more, but that at some point they have to be highly regulated, highly controlled, that the people that are working with the stuff must be well protected, because we've seen what's been going on with the corporations where, you know, a whistleblower or somebody comes forward and starts to complain about dumping or anything else, and they basically get nailed to a cross, literally.
I think you made a very good point, because one of the things that's been happening is that nuclear reactors have been bought up by large corporations to maximize profit, and what they have been doing is, instead of operating them at 55-60% of capacity, they have now pushed them in the last few years to as high as 90-95% capacity, and that means that there's not enough time for inspection, maintenance, and repair. And that has led to a rise in the releases from these nuclear reactors as they are being pushed harder and harder for profit. And that's very interesting, because in France, until now, all the nuclear reactors have been run by the government. And the government, of course, doesn't operate on a profit basis. And so the effects of nuclear reactors in France have been considerably less serious than in the United States. And, of course, in France, there's also a public system of health care, so it doesn't pay the government to skimp on maintenance and repair for nuclear reactors, because they have to pay the bill for health care, and that's enormous in this country now. The health care costs have risen enormously since the 1960s, and most of this is now traceable to the misuse of radiation by allowing it to be released in larger amounts from nuclear reactors.
And also, Doctor, in this case, too, you know, we know this, too, that there has been a decrease of the years people have to live on this planet. It seems as though our aging process is, diminishing here. You know, people were living until they were, you know, like 100 and over, and it seems as though since they've been releasing so much radiation all over the place, more cancer, more diabetes, more other types of diseases are racking the planet,
right.
And including AIDS. I would say because of the lack of a good immunity system, AIDS is product of that, would you not say?
Absolutely. In fact, I gave a paper at a meeting many years ago already showing that the AIDS, the whole thing began in Africa when the French government did their bomb testing in the Sahara Desert, and they always waited until the wind was blowing into the Congo, where the poor blacks were highly exposed to the fallout, and so they had a diminished immune system, and it also caused a mutation in a monkey virus, which was transmitted to humans, and then it spread all over the world.
Now, that monkey virus, that was through the green monkey, because at the time they were using reese, and the reese monkey was diminishing in population, so they switched over to the green.
Yeah.
Is that not true?
That, I think, I'm not absolutely sure about, but I do know it was a monkey virus that was mutated and then was transmitted to humans.
Right, and then now...
They're using green monkeys for inoculations or whatever to grow the serum within the green monkey.
Well, whatever, but the important point is that it was clearly the combination that had been predicted by the well-known Russian scientist Sakharov, who developed their hydrogen bomb, and he said we must stop testing in the atmosphere and spreading radiation because we're going to cause new epidemics, because we're going to mutate certain bugs, and we're going to have human beings born and with low immune resistance.
And the thing I wanted to touch back on real quick, too, was you brought up about the opening inspections and routine maintenance on the nuclear facilities. They found most recently, and well, this has actually been over the last several decades many times, but they found containment doors that oftentimes these things are, you know, 6-8 feet thick that were within inches of breach because they had not been doing the routine maintenance because they're, you know, trying to cut down on the numbers of open and inspections. And
yeah,
the only
exactly.
The only way you find that kind of stuff is actually going in and doing the routine and periodic open-end inspections
right.
and actually looking at the
stuff.
And
that helps to explain why we've had increasing releases and rising cancer rates. In fact, especially thyroid type of cancer, both in the newborn, born with defective thyroids, called hypothyroidism, and an adult has been a steady rise in the incidence of new cases of thyroid cancer, which the government has admitted is produced by bomb fallout, and the same material is produced in nuclear reactors.
Well, the analogy I like to throw out, too, is that if it's profitable to go out and break legs, then people will go out and break legs.
No, true. Hell, true.
Well, right now, because of our national health care system, the way it is, it's actually profitable for us to all be ill because they're making a killing, literally a killing, off of releasing all of these byproducts and hazardous materials
right.
out into the environment.
Yes. And the hospitals right now, in the latest, in the recent New York Times, it was explained that the greatest employment increase has been in the health industry, which means it's a great business for the hospitals, but it means more people are getting sick. And in Japan, there has been a complete reversal of the downward trend in mortality. In the beginning, in the late 70s and early 80s, total mortality rates in Japan, which I've just visited, started to go up instead of normally declining. And they have 55 nuclear reactors in a tiny country that's no bigger than California.
Well, and Deanne, let me throw out one more point, and then I'll stop. Is the thing that you just hit on is probably one of the most important, or hit around one of the most important things that's going on right now is this war in Iraq, the issues of oil, everything just with OPEC, and just like in the 1970s. Much of this is targeted because they want to start building, and they don't want anyone else to be able to build them. They want to start building nuclear power facilities, not only here in the United States, I'm talking like hundreds of them, but around the globe, because it's a boondoggle for these war profiteers and privateers, because it's huge, huge, huge profit margins.
Well, absolutely. There's been a push by our government to want to build 100 more nuclear reactors, even though there's overwhelming evidence that they're very costly. They have to be subsidized by government or public money to operate competitively with other fuels. And what we should be doing is to invest our money in the development of clean, non-polluting solar and wind and geothermal energy. That's what we should be doing.
Well, that's interesting because I am going to be doing a show next week with some people that were trying to get this battery. Toyota manufactured a car a few years back in the 90s that is driven by solar energy. And it is a very good, clean vehicle, and it gets a very the same speed as a regular car, but they're being crushed all over because of the fact that the oil industry and those people that control the oil industry do not want this car out there. The battery that goes in this particular car, it's battery operated, it's solar, and also I think it has gas fuel available as well. The battery itself was brought up by Chevron. They want to make sure that this car is not manufactured. Now, because of this, if we had these type of vehicles on the road now, think about what would happen. We would save in gas. We would save in polluting our atmosphere. It would be a wonderful vehicle. So why do you think they, what can we do to get these people to get on this page, Doctor, to bring forth things like solar panels, solar energy, various other type of electric cars and things and that were much cleaner to run? What can we do to get the government to?
Put pressures on our congressmen and senators. They're the ones who have the money, you know, they control how much money can be spent on this research. And what we need is a new Manhattan Project, not to build bombs, any more bombs, but to find new ways of generating electricity and driving cars. And it's being done in other countries, and even some states now have begun to demand that the electric utilities put a minimum percentage of their energy being produced by alternative clean energy.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question, too, about the issue of bird flu. Now, I heard rumors back when this thing first hit the press that because of the Iraqi war, there was a lot of the oil being shipped in to countries and being used for fuel for these jet planes that had radioactive residue. And they were saying that the air in the planes was bad anyway, but with the fuel having radioactive material in it, opened up the door for people to be more open and susceptible to other levels of diseases and germs. Do you know anything about that?
No, I never heard the story that oil was contaminated, but I do know that other foods and everything can be contaminated, I guess. I never heard the story about that.
Yeah, there was a report I had gotten a hold of, and that's the reason why they said that this was the beginning stages of how the bird flu. Because, see, the weakened immunity system has the biggest impact on us as, you know, living beings. The very immunity system is weak, and we can pick up a disease, a germ from anything, and
that's
it can be
magnified. That's absolutely right. The strontium 90 is therefore one of the worst pollutants that one can dream of because it has a relatively long life. It goes into bone like calcium. Children need it to build bone, and the body can't distinguish between calcium and strontium very easily. So you get children who are, first of all, often born prematurely and underweight, and then they have lower immune system resistance, and that is a very serious development for the future of any nation. And that's why I'm so concerned that we must find other ways of generating energy than by nuclear means.
And how about this this thing with Chernobyl? What was that about? How did that happen? Was it actually an explosion, or was it a situation where people came in and actually sabotaged Chernobyl?
Oh, no.
Chernobyl?
No, there wasn't any sabotage. Many, many people have testified about that. But there were both mistakes made in the design and mistakes made in the operation of the reactor that led to the whole thing, bursting into flame and discharging enormous quantities of radioactivity, the equivalent of many, many, many atomic bombs that drifted all around the world, even reaching the United States and causing significant increase in deaths in this country, which we wrote a paper about shortly after the Chernobyl event occurred. And now the governments of the world are trying to minimize the effect of Chernobyl and in order to keep building more nuclear reactors. But I think this is a terrible direction to go, and everything that we've learned shows that internal doses have been vastly underestimated in their effect on human health compared to ordinary x-rays.
Well, you can even look at, real quick, I want to throw out a couple things, Deanna, if I can, is how they've underreported and even tried to cover up. Oh, coming up on break, huh?
Okay. Well, when we come back, you can ask a question, Eric, and we'll be back on the Deanne Burley Show on Republic Radio Live.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Well, we're back, and it's Deanne on RBN Live, and I want to say and thank our guest for coming on, Dr. Ernest Steinglass. He has a website, please go to, which is radiation.org, radiation.org. And I wanted to give Eric an opportunity to finish up his question. And we're coming in the last few minutes of the program. Eric, what did you want to ask?
Real quick, Doctor, I was throwing out the issues of the depleted uranium and how our government is kind of, you know, obfuscating the truth on that and kind of covering up what's gone on in the first
Absolutely.
Gulf War.
Yes.
And so we can't trust them, and we really need our democratic institutions restored. But one thing that people aren't really looking at, like on the alternatives, like whether it be corn or sugar cane or whatever, like Brazil is going to be 95 or 100%
right.
Energy independent this year,
right.
Is that it's not just the issue of digging up or drilling for the oil and tearing up, you know, wildlife reserves like Anwar or whatever.
Right.
But there's an issue of global warming that growing the corn or the sugar cane also helps address because it absorbs rather than the, besides the carbon dioxide and everything else, but the growing the plant actually helps with many of the issues that are going on.
That's right.
As far as the global warming. So it's like, and that's not being included in the equations when they're doing all the calculations on how much energy and,
right.
you know, yada, yada.
I fully agree. We need to develop better uses of biomass, and that is a good way to also reduce the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. And that's a very important way to go. So we need to get rid of nuclear energy and substitute clean energy and use biomass like corn and other sources of biological material to generate the fuel for our automobiles.
Well, I thank you very much, Doctor, for coming on the program. Again, your website is radiation.org. Is there an email address they can reach you at as well?
Well, yes, ejsternglass@comcast.net.
EJ Sternglass.
Without any punctuation, just ejsternglass@comcast.net.
Well, and, you know, and I want to have you back on because there's a lot of issues of radioactive material, not only on this planet, but also what is going on with the emissions, how far reaching is it into outer space,
right.
and what effect it has.
I'd be happy to talk to you another time.
And they do feel that there is issues of the radioactive material that we're bombarding this planet with, having a reverse effect with outer space itself.
Well, there is now a belt of radioactive material around our planet because of the huge numbers of bombs that were detonated, and that's still floating up there. And we have, in fact, polluted the environment around the Earth.
So, Eric, do you have any more questions or final minutes we have here on the broadcast?
No, I just wanted to thank Dr. Sternglass and that, you know, he and even Loren Murray and other people that are out there who are actively, I know when he went to Japan, he went with Loren.
Right.
That you guys are doing wonderful job on really, because you guys are making a difference. I mean, people like you really are waking up the world and fighting to restore the public trust. And because that's what's under attack. Everything, they're trying to privatize everything.
Right.
And at some point, there's supposed to be a balance between the public trust and the private trust. And we need to restore that, especially in these areas that
right.
you're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. We have a form of extreme capitalism, which is very dangerous for the future of our nation.
Well, we have to stop.
World,
well, we have to stop, everybody. Thank you for both coming on. Eric, stay on. We're coming up on our next hour. Good night, and Doctor, and we will have you back again.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.